Hi folks, welcome to Thursday's Look with Luke. We are with Jesus in the temple, and yesterday we saw him sitting and listening to the teachers, and then verse 47 we read this, everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. There's a psalm, Psalm 119, verse 99, I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I remember doing an exam at what was then the Free Church College, now Edinburgh Theological Seminary, and your results got posted up on the board, and mine were posted up, and they were pretty good. And I remember one of the students wrote underneath a verse from Luke. How did this man get such learning without having studied? It was quite funny. Because that's what was said about Jesus. How could Jesus know so much? Now, that was later on during his ministry. But here, he's a 12-year-old. Now, I personally have never had more difficult questions than 12-year-olds. But this is Jesus also giving answers. And again, we were thinking yesterday, what kind of questions did he ask? I'd love to have heard what kind of answers he gave. He certainly showed great insight. I mean, the impression is given of him sitting there and all listening to him and amazed at his understanding and amazed at his answers. So he would ask a question, they would discuss, they would ask him a question back, and he would give answers which astounded them. I think this was true throughout Jesus' life. So in John 20, verse 26, they were unable to trap him, what he said there in public, and astonished by his answer, they became silent. You'll notice as well that Jesus' parents were astonished. We'll go on to that tomorrow in verse 48. But they were astonished and delighted, perhaps, to see him showing such a religious interest. You know, sometimes with teenagers especially, parents, even Christian parents, can be a little bit, don't be too religious, don't go over the top, don't overdo it. And certainly with non-Christian parents, I remember being given an astonishing insight into the worldly mindset not long after I became a Christian up in the north of Scotland, near a place called Ferne. And we were having a Bible study one night, and I didn't know this wasn't normal, but what happened was just lots and lots of teenagers wanted to come. It wasn't an official church Bible study. We were just a group of kids meeting together, and we decided, as well as listen to records, which kind of dates it, doesn't it, and play football, we would do Bible study. Well, one night I remember this very strongly. There was a banging on the door, and there was about 30 of us in our living room, and this man came in, and he was a parent of one of the kids, and I won't mention his name because he's probably still alive. And he said, "Is so-and-so here?" And he went in and he pointed at the boy and he said, "You, I thought you were at an all-night party." Now, an all-night party for us meant, you know, drugs and sex and everything else. "I thought you were at an all-night party, and now I discover you're at one of these Christian things. You are grounded." I was just so amazed. I mean, what parent would prefer their child to be at an all-night party than at a Bible study? And we were perfectly normal people. Well, here's Jesus. He's not at an all-night party, but he certainly stayed overnight, and he's in the temple, and he's listening to, and he's asking questions. And they were amazed at his understanding and his answers. I'm just reading in John Flavel just now about Jesus being the prophet who brings us the word of God. Maybe we need to be more frequent in asking, "Lord, what do you want? Lord, what does God say?" And I think we'd be amazed at his answers. Well, God bless you, and see you tomorrow. Bye.